Hi, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Mythic, and I am going to hopefully be demonstrating MegaSpeak to you. I'm using the Discord to record this, and so hopefully it'll sound reasonably decent. Hopefully at least better than the Digiset thing I used last time. I think part of the problem was when I converted it up to the 44100K or whatever. I think that's where some of it, and then I did the noise reduction thing on it too, and that might have been a bad idea. So this time I will convert it to the format, you know, with the MP3 and all that. But I won't do any noise reduction stuff on it. Still learning about Goldwave anyway, so I wouldn't know how to do too much to improve things. But anyway, enough aimless rambling. Got my Nokia 6600, and as I think I've mentioned, and if I haven't, then I'm mentioning it now. This thing started acting up on Sunday, March 12th. I did a mobile speak update, and I also installed this certificate that was supposed to, basically eliminate the message that, programs aren't verified or whatever. It was supposed to be some sort of certificate thingy. And thinking back, that was probably a culprit for some of the problems the phone had. Although, don't push any buttons on the book port, whoever you just wandered by. Anyway, I should put the book port to something. That would be more intelligent. Nobody ever accused me of being intelligent at all. I had it set for today. Oh, smart, I'd be pausing it right now. Okay. That's at least slightly more out of the cat's way. I think. Depends. Anyway, back to the Nokia. It had some sort of weird error right after I installed this supposed certificate thing. So I shut the phone down, and then it started telling me my SIM card wasn't valid. And, sometimes I could get it to boot correctly, and sometimes I couldn't. So, eventually I sent it, first I went to a Cincinnati Bell store, and they miraculously gave me a replacement SIM card for free, and the first thing it did, it had the exact same error, SIM card not valid. But nobody knew really what to do. So I got it to boot up, and I just kind of left it on. And then I sent it to Bob Anderson at Ophelec, and he looked at it. And the only thing he could find wrong with it, naturally it didn't want to do the SIM card not valid thing with him looking at it. He said he turned it on like 20 or 30 times, and it was fine. So, anyway, where was I going with that? Okay. But he said the only thing he could find that might be wrong with it is that the power button seems a bit sluggish, so there might be some sort of little short in the power button. So he suggested to just try to leave it on as much as humanly possible. So I've been leaving it on more or less 24/7 ever since then. In fact, ever since it came home, I turned it on, and it hasn't been off since, because I can charge it and leave it turned on. So, this seems to be working, and I like the phone too much to just replace it. Plus, I can't afford a new mobile speak license and all that good stuff. And I had some special circumstances getting mobile speak in the first place, as you will hear in a little bit when I quit rambling and actually start demoing. I use the SVOX speech in the cell phone because, well, for some reason, maybe this was another flaw in the phone, but to me, I saw it as a blessing. This phone did not want to run Eloquence properly. It just did all kinds of very silly things. It, like, turned off the phone's display and any number of other weird behaviors. So, you know, after a whole bunch of emails back and forth, they decided to let me have the SVOX synthesizer, which I had used for my 30-day demo before I knew that technically that wasn't permissible for me to purchase here in the U.S., which I think is silly. I think you should be allowed to use whatever speech you want, you know, for whatever price, for the price you pay, you know, just because they bundle it by default with Eloquence. I think you should be able to get whatever you want within reason, you know, pay a couple dollars extra for a different one if need be, but I think you should have that choice. But that's neither here nor there. I eventually got the speech that I was accustomed to. The pronunciation is not all that great, but for my hearing, I don't hear real well in the low range. And I just really am not an Eloquence fan. I mean, I still use it on the computer, you know, because I don't know why, since I have a Kepstra voice installed, but I just can't quite get used to it all the way. But on the cell phone, in particular, the female voice just was all around a better thing. So that's one of the reasons I really didn't want to go into getting a new phone if I didn't have to. So if I have to leave this one on 24/7 to keep the voice I need, then so be it. But enough of that. Let me try to get into demonstrating this thing to you. I'm using the second most recent version of MobileSpeak. When I upgraded to XP, my little Bluetooth adapter decided to no longer be usable. But I was very fortunate in that one also, because Belkin is sending me a replacement Bluetooth adapter free of charge, which I totally appreciate that, you know, more than they could possibly understand. So, I can't put in the newest version of MobileSpeak, but from what I understand, it's just, it's not too many differences, so the version that I'm going to have here should be more than adequate for demo purposes. I guess the first thing we'll do is go through the MobileSpeak menu. It's very similar in a lot of ways to Talks, and I've got a coworker who's just started using Talks, and you know, when I have them side by side to compare, I definitely prefer MobileSpeak. Just some of the things it does differently than Talks, at least everything I've heard in Talks. So, I just prefer it, you know, and I took so much time when I was, before I made the purchase of the cell phone screen reader, which one do I like better? And I settled on this one, mostly because of the speech that I'm now using, although they do have a female voice for Talks now. You can use the real speech, or real speak, or whatever it is. But I don't like it. My coworker's using it, and it's just, to me, not nearly as pleasant as the voice that I've got. Like I said, Tina, that's the voice I use. I just have come to start calling the phone itself Tina. And I swear I'm mostly normal, I promise. But anyway, she doesn't pronounce everything real well, but I've learned how to understand it, you know, the majority of the time. So, you know, just bear with the bizarre pronunciation, and you'll still be able to get a general idea of how things work in MobileSpeak. So, let me get the screen back up and activated. Okay. I'm going to go into the MobileSpeak configuration thing, and that's the edit key, which is also, for you Talks users, it's the same thing as the Talks key. and I'm on a Nokia 6600, so it's on the far left. I don't know, should I go through and describe the Nokia 6600? I guess I should briefly. Most of you probably know exactly what it looks like, but for those of you that don't, it's a what they call the candy bar phone. And the power button's at the top, which I'm being careful not to touch it. And then it's got a huge screen. And then below that is the keypad. And I put a custom keypad on here. But the layout's the same, it's just the buttons have a different feel to them. Because I like everything blue. I have light and color perception. And blue is my favorite color in the whole world. And wherever possible, I want everything to be blue. So the keypad and the faceplate and the back cover of this are blue. And that's another reason I didn't want to get rid of this phone is because the one that I would have to replace it with does not have the changeable faceplates. So anyway, okay, so under the screen you've got your, on the far left, it's the call button or send or whatever they're calling it, then the menu, then edit. Then to the by the menu key to its right is your left soft key. Then you got your joystick. Then you've got your right soft key. Then on the far right you have the hang up or exit thingy, and then under that the delete key. And then you've got your standard dialing keypad under the joystick and all that. You've got your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, pound. So, you know, that's the basic layout. So let me go ahead and get into the configuration. And I might slow Tina down just a little bit so that you guys have a better chance of understanding her. Once we get to that option anyway. Keyboard shortcuts. Apparently it's got different shortcuts to different applications, but I don't personally use that because I like using my speed dials. So down arrow.
Keyboard echo characters.
And keyboard echo is characters. I definitely enjoy that.
Audio profile normal.
It's got two audio profiles, one supposedly is better for headsets and one that's normal. And I use the normal one. The other one sounds funny to me, so I don't use it.
Volume.
I'm on maximum volume as far as I remember. I can go into that with select and double check.
Volume 10.
Yeah, volume is 10.
General volume.
Pitch, you can change the pitch of it. This pitch is good for me, so I'm going to leave it alone, but it goes from negative 10 to positive 10. Speed. I will slow it down just a little. The speed is 3, and again, that's from negative 10 to positive 10. So I'll set it at 0.
1, 0, general speed.
There we go. Voice is SVOX, which I guess if you had multiple synthesizers installed, you could change that.
Verbosity
is low, and again, that's, for me at least, that would be a must, because I don't want to hear all the extra stuff.
Punctuation,
or whatever, punctuation. It's none, and again, that's definitely the way I would want it.
Silent on calls.
I can't conceive of a need to have it talking during a call, because if it were talking during a call, it would yell out, say, my PIN number for the bank or whatever, or my voicemail passwords, and I don't need it to do that. So I have it silent on calls, but if you don't mind it yelling out everything, then by all means, you could turn that off, and it would speak during the call. So, if I go to the right with my joystick, I will have another list of options.
Welcome sound off.
I have the welcome sound turned off because when my phone starts up, it plays a little Nokia song, so I'd much rather just have that as the welcome sound than whatever little beep that this has. So, moving down. I'm starting to talk like Tina. Read full text. I think that's easier. You can either have it read the full text, or it can just read like 3 or 4 lines at a time, and then you have to scroll down for more. So for me, it's just easier to have it read the whole thing at once. So that's what that option is. Mute. Why she can't pronounce mute is beyond me. Mute on keypad lock. I guess if you have that on, it won't talk while you're, if your keypad's locked. So I keep that turned off because A, I don't lock my keypad, and B, if I did have it locked, I'd want it to be able to tell me that. So case indicator, that's for capital letters, and I have that turned on. And it says cap before the capital letter, which is fine. That's on a screen reader that wouldn't work, but for this and for texting, at least for the limited amount I do, that is just wonderfully fine. Speak deleted character on. That seems like a no-brainer. You know, I'd like it to tell me what I'm deleting. Silent while dialing. Now this one, before you actually connect on the call, it will speak the numbers as you're dialing them. And I like that just because that way I know I'm hitting the right number. Which, I know the numbers on the phone keypad. I've known them ever since I can remember. But when the buttons are this tiny, you know, it's nice just to have that little verbal feedback. You know, so in theory, it could talk both before and after the call. Or you could turn that off and it wouldn't say anything while you're dialing. You know, that's just your personal preference. There is a third tab sheet, as I think it's Talks that calls on that. If you write arrow again, but that's just for custom. Well, we can go through it for a second. List numbers, like it would say 3 or 4 or 4 or 4 in a list. Tab numbers, same thing. Grid numbers, again, same thing. 1 of 3 or 2 of 3 or whatever. I don't have any particular need to hear those, at least on the cell phone. On the computer, oddly enough, I like to hear it occasionally, but I have no need for it here. Menu key options off. I don't remember what that even means, to be honest with you. I think it's like on your standby screen where it would say like button 1 profiles, button 2 this. I think that's what it means, and in any case, I've got it turned off. Auto case change. I've got that turned on. Character deletion. That seems repetitive because it's on that other menu also. Battery signal always is on. Extended battery signal. I don't remember what they mean, but I like to have them on. I think it's for checking your battery status. I have it set, it won't tell me when there's a submenu, but apparently you can set it to tell you that if you want to. Announce window, that's just, it'll say the word window if it's in a window. And again, I don't have any particular need for that. Top and bottom of web page on. I don't do much of any web browsing because this phone is slower than molasses, and plus I don't have much of a data plan with my cell phone plan. So I have no real use for that, but I figure that would be handy to have where it would tell you the top and bottom of the page. If I had a faster phone, I'd probably be able to tell you more about that, but I do all my web browsing at home where I've got my high speed. So anyway. Web page item numbers, that's on. And chances are, if I actually use this stuff on a regular basis, some of that would be turned off. But for now, it's not hurting anything to leave it on. Web items only once. Whatever that means. I'm sorry I can't tell you some of this, just because I've never had occasion to use it. Focused web links is on. I assume that means it's telling you what link you're on.
Focused web links on.
And that's it. So I'm going to go ahead and exit out of here, and I'll use the right soft key to do that.
Cincinnati Bell.
Okay. I think MobileSpeak does a really great job of reading everything. I'll go into profiles for a minute and let you hear how it handles, like, trying to change your ringtone and all that good stuff. And I've so customized my phone's main menu. I mean, it's beyond insane. Nobody would even recognize it as a phone menu. Mostly everything is in the tools or extras folders. A couple other quick things. You can get your battery level and signal level with the edit key or talks key or mobile speak key, that and your left soft key. So you do the edit key, and then right after that you press the left soft key. Signal is 4. Wow, that's amazing. I never get that good of a signal in here. Especially sitting right here by this stupid file cabinet. I'm sitting on the floor to do this, actually, because the phone is on charge right now. And it will tell you when it's charging. And apparently it's done charging, but I'm just going to leave it plugged in since I have to leave it on 24/7. Not that anybody ever does call me on it, but I don't plan on taking it to church with me. So, I mean, I know I could just as easy change to the silent profile, but I don't know. I might change my mind by morning, but anyway, let me go into profiles just to show you that it handles that reasonably well. Plus, that way y'all can hear just a very brief sample of some of my ringtones, and most of these are of that style of music that I like. So, anyway, I set my left soft key to do profiles, and my right soft key I have set to toggle Bluetooth on and off. Because I figure that's the thing I'm second most likely to use. When I'm installing updates to MobileSpeak or putting in new ringtones or whatever. So, anyway, hitting the left soft key.
Personalize.
And I hit down arrow to get to that. Ringtone return to the tribe. That's a good one. And I want to change. That's the one I'll change, my message alert tone. Because I'm sure most of you know the profiles menu, so I don't need to pay individual attention to every last one of them. So it's going to take a minute to load my list of ringtones. And I'm looking for one in particular.
We're
And I make my own ringtones. I just I find my favorite snippet out of a song, and then I make a little MP3 out of it. These are at 80K for the MP3 quality. And, of course, the phone then goes ahead and converts it to a WAV, but at least I'm sending it as a much, much smaller file if I send it as the MP3, even though it converts it to make it a WAV. It's just a way that seems to work out well for me. So, I don't really want to change my new message alert tone to this one, because as much as I love it, it's slow and boring, and I just want a different one, so I'm going to scroll up some more. And she kind of reads it. It doesn't read the tone that you're on real well, but it reads it well enough for me to have a general clue where I am in the list. And it certainly reads it better than Eloquence did using mobile speak, at least on this phone. I gotta see where I'm at. Angel, that's not what I'm looking for. And of course I've got thousands of MIDIs in, not thousands, but I think I've got a total of 165 ringtones. That's supposed to be We Will Rock You. Moving on. I gotta be close to what I'm looking for. Why would anybody even put that in a phone? What I want should be next. Okay, so now I'm back to my main screen. Okay, I guess the last thing I'll demonstrate very briefly is sending a text message. That's the only other thing I could think. Oh, with mobile speak, you can also get the time.
9:20 p.m. 00:08:2006.
Okay, so it's 9:20 p.m. Wow, this hasn't taken all that long at all. Okay, I will do a text message. So I go to messaging, as she calls it. I don't know who to. Let's see. Well, nobody says I can't just send it to myself for this. In fact, that's probably for the best. That way I'm not giving out anybody else's cell phone number. Okay, I'll just write, this is a test. Okay.
Send.
Yeah, send it.
Send text message.
And of course you can do
Messaging.
You can do email. Oh jeez, okay. Okay, well, we don't need to read back.
Ghost message.
Yes.
Inbox. No messages.
Okay.
Messaging. Menu. Messaging. Cincinnati Ben.
Okay, well, that's pretty much all that you really need to know about mobile speak. I mean, you can read the manual and find out a few more little things, but that's the basics. You know, you can check email, and if you've got a better, faster phone, certainly you can do the web browsing thing. Multimedia messages, I assume they work okay, but I've never had any occasion to use them because the files I've wanted to send, it won't allow me to send. I think you can only use stuff that's been recorded with voice recorder, or with the video recorder, or pictures perhaps, but and believe it or not, the camera's accessible. I mean, it can't tell you what you took a picture of, but saving pictures and all that, that's very accessible. That reminded me of something else I have to fix since my phone memory was formatted. Contacts. I mean, I guess I can just show you the fact that it does read your contacts.
Contacts. Access.
Anyway, it reads them, and editing them is absolutely no problem. And I think that's about it. So I'm going to get this stopped, and I'm going to get Tina sped back up a little bit. And change back to the text messaging tone that I had before. And then I'm going to see if I can get this sent off to you guys. So, I guess that's it. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you all later. Take care. Bye.